Hey guys, welcome back to No Filter. Long time no see.
No see, you mean not hear?
Well, honestly, long time no speak.
Honestly, I still can't hear. Long story.
But oh, God. So, I know that was the last podcast we were talking about. We thought we had corona, but it ended up being a sinus infection that I had, and then I gave it to Antoine, and then Antoine had a sinus infection, but his turned into an ear infection, so he's still basically suffering the consequences.
Yeah, because it's like, I was cool for like about a week, but after everything cleared up, all the antibiotics, I'm 100%, and then I get an ear infection, and that's been like, this is like going on 2 weeks, because as soon as the ear infection cleared up, now my ear is clogged up, and I can't hear out of my left ear.
So, forgive him if he's talking a little loud. He's literally been in my face all fucking day. Like, what you say? I'm like, first of all, back the fuck up. But I feel kind of bad for him. So, anyways, other than that, how was your week?
It was cool. It's been chilling. And then the good thing about it is the kids leave me alone after a while.
They never even mess with you. They always on my fucking back.
Yeah, but they do though. Like if they call daddy or they say something to me, I can't hear out my left ear, so half the time I don't even hear them half the time. So that's a plus.
Shut the fuck up, okay? Because you're starting to piss me off.
Like the only reason I'm able to hear you now is because you sitting on my right side. If you're sitting on the other side, this would be a fucked up ass podcast.
How about I punch you in your right side? I'm just playing. Anyways. So, I do want to mention this. Before we get into the trash, Akron area people, I was on, I was working today and I was on the internet and I found this website called Devil Strip, where basically it tells you about all the black-owned businesses in Akron. So, not all of them, but a lot of black-owned businesses in Akron. And it literally goes Akron, Ohio, I'm sorry. It literally goes from, like, convenience stores to miscellaneous things like event planners. It even had a black-owned counseling office. Like, where you can get therapy and stuff at. So, which I thought was kind of cool. Which I think I'm going to check them out, actually. Because, you know, I get my therapy, but my therapist is white. He's cool. But I also wanted to get the perspective to see. I don't know if I'm going to get anything different from a black therapist. But I do want to get a black woman therapist, especially.
But my thing with, I haven't been to therapy or I haven't been there. It's just my time is just like, but from what I heard, like you would want to get an opposite perspective. Basically, you don't want to get the same perspective you always get in life. You want to get a different perspective.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's going to be the same perspective because this is a licensed professional as opposed to me talking to my friends.
I understand that, but even like if you know now in the medical field, like it's still certain like taboo or like what's those things, like basically like it's certain like stereotypes about black people
and stigmas
about black people in the medical industry, period. Like do you know, like even now, like there was a recent study, I'm not sure what college it was from, it was like in 2018, where basically like people, like, it's still, like, people that's not black, there's actual nurses and doctors and shit, they got degrees with the college and all that, they still think that, like, black people feel less pain than white people because of our skin.
Oh, the black people think that too?
Yeah, like, black people feel less pain or whatever, or it's like, if black people come with pain, it's not as bad. Like, basically, like the pain.
I knew that was, like, a thing.
And then, like, with... like they like people like black people they basically they won't recommend like certain anesthetic and certain stuff like that because they think like you can handle it, or because of your skin, you can take the pressure and the cuts and all that. It's like, no, it's still human flesh. Like,
yeah, I don't think that. I don't even think it goes that deep. I just feel like they just think. I mean, that's just what they're programmed to think. I don't think they'd be like, oh, because their skin is darker, they can take it. They probably just be like, I think it's a racist thing.
Dark skin is supposed to be rougher or something. I don't know.
I think it's a thing like for me, in my own personal situation where, you know, I be having issues with, like, pain on my, when I have my cycle. Like, I literally have, like, terrible pain when I'm on my cycle. So, I brought it to my OB one day, and she's like, oh, I'll give you birth control. So, she gave me birth control. That shit was, like, the fucking devil. So, with that, I had to, after that, I took it back to her, like, I can't do this birth control thing. I can't. Like, I can't deal with the birth control. So then she's like, well, let's switch different types of birth control. And I'm like, okay. So she gave me another birth control. And I'm like, no. Like, it was fucking with my mood. It was fucking with my skin. It was fucking with my weight. I couldn't. So, and it was fucking with the other medications I was taking. So I'm like, no. So I took it back to her. I'm like, listen, I gotta have something else. It was helping me with the pain a little bit, but I was still having pain. Like, terrible, like, excruciating pain. So I'm like, something else. You gotta give me something else. She's like, well, I mean, I can't give you any pain medicine. You could just take this, this, and that, and third. I'm like, hold up. I never once said I wanted pain medicine. Not ever have I ever said I wanted pain medicine. I was thinking along the lines of some type of surgery or so, like, giving me something, looking in here, see what's going on, and take it out. Whatever it is. But I never said one thing about pain medication. And that's what there's no need for pain medication because you could just take Tylenol for it. I'm like, I never said I wanted pain medication. So after that, I got pissed. I didn't go back to her. Like, that pissed me off so bad. And I feel like if that was a white woman, I feel like just doctors, period. They think black people is out for pain medication and white people aren't. Or, honestly, and it could be that way because I worked in the medical field and I've seen people actually coming into the hospital wanting pain medication, like literally saying that, oh, I'm just here for the meds. Like, someone's literally said that to me before.
And so, I don't get it how they did it, because, like, even when I was going through that sinus infection thing and I had to get, like, muscle relaxers for, like, the pain in my back and my neck because it was just causing a whole bunch of other shit. And I'm like, I would take a muscle, it was a mild muscle relaxer, and it would put me out.
I remember when I had C-section with the kids. Every time they was trying to give me Percocet. Like, yeah, the first couple days, I'm like, okay, I'll take it. But after that, they're like, you don't want your Percocet? Every 4 hours, like, on the hour. No, I'm cool. That shit was making me feel crazy. I'm like, no, thank you. So, but anyways, back to what I was saying. It's called Devil Strip. It's a website that basically it gives a lot of black-owned businesses, even from, like I said, counselors, therapy. It has black-owned doctors, their offices. It has like artists on there. It has law offices on there, like all black-owned. Even had a pet grooming service on there. Yeah, it was all type of stuff, and I'm gonna go back on there and look and see what else I can find. Clothing companies, clothing stores, all type of stuff. So, and I think if you are a black-owned business, and you want to, like, get yourself out there, Devil Strip, I think you put your name on there too. So, just go check that out. It's called Devil Strip, or I don't know if it's .com or .org, but if you Google it, just put black-owned businesses near me or black-owned businesses in Akron, and it'll pop up. So, I just wanted to share that really quick because that was kind of something neat I found today. So, let's get into this trash. Trash, we mean media, of course. So, what are some things you heard? You go ahead and talk about your little Joe Budden story that I really didn't care about that much.
I mean, it ain't really nothing. It's just like a double standard, and, like, people using this you want to say, like, Me Too or, like, domestic violence movement to benefit them instead
of... Oh, I was talking about the deal. The deal, the Spotify deal or something like that? Or is that... He's been in the news a lot lately, actually.
The Spotify deal is... I mean, honestly... I mean, I'm coming at it different ways with the Spotify deal because it's like, yeah, he was presented a contract. He had his lawyers and his managers look over the contract. But then it seemed like it was BS because, first of all, he knew... from what he's saying, it was BS to start out with. Because the first thing they said to him was, you know, basically, he was the number two. Mm. He was like, basically, Spotify went to him when they started putting podcasts on there. He was like the number two exclusive. It's like, well, you know, you got this following.
Who's number one?
I want to get to that. He was like, you got this following. He said, we're going to put you out there. You know, we're going to see how you do. And basically, you get this 2-year deal. You get these incentives, blah, blah, blah. And then the number one was going to be, at the time, Amy Schumer was, like, popping. Because she was doing all those movies. She was selling out.
She got a podcast?
Exactly. See, she was selling out arenas, yeah, going crazy, yeah, tours. She was, like, Kevin Hart tours.
Yeah.
She had, like, 2 or 3 big movies out. Like, she was, like, the shit. So they was going to put a podcast.
Yeah, she's pretty big in the white community.
Yeah, so they was going to start their podcast with her. But she didn't have a podcast. Like, they was going to throw her on there and give her a podcast. Like, well, we going to start it off with her. Of course, that flopped. And guess who the number one podcast has been?
Joe Budden.
Yeah. So basically, like, he outperformed the shit out of his contract. Like, he outperformed the fuck out of it. He was basically number one podcast on Spotify for almost a full year. Not a full count, but basically a full year from when he signed it up. So, like, and he basically, it was just bullshit. Like, you know, he overdid his contract. He wanted to renegotiate or get other incentives, or he was supposed to get extra money for being number one for so long, and blah, blah, blah. And basically, Spotify moved the goalpost. They said, well, that really don't. Well, in order for you to get this money, like, you gotta be number one. But basically, they're like, well, technically, this classifies as a. Basically, they're saying, like, he didn't hit the streaming numbers or how the way a stream was classified, and it's like, well, what the fuck is
and that? Honestly, I really don't care too much for Joe Budden, but I do know he has an extremely big platform when it comes to podcasting. Even before he was doing a podcast, and when he had that show with the big dude's name that's like in love with Tekashi.
Oh, he had the Everyday Struggle.
And a girl. Yeah, yeah. Because they had a big following with
that. That was him. He the one that made it like that.
Right, but once he left, did he leave the show?
He did, because basically almost the same stuff. Like, basically they were trying to manipulate and put ads and stuff
in. Okay, so he left, and then he went to... So basically his following followed him to podcast.
Yeah, because he had a podcast already. Like, his podcast is almost on 400 episodes. Like, so he had a podcast before Everyday Struggle.
Oh,
that was
okay,
That was just another thing. Hmm. And then, like, I give it, like, Spotify tried to renegotiate the deal with them and get them out, but it was like, they wanted to own the Joe Budden podcast name. They wanted, basically, whatever they did outside of the Joe Budden podcast, they wanted money on top, like that pull-up
stuff. Basically, he just wouldn't have rights to his shit,
basically. Yeah, like, babe, like that pull-up stuff.
It's kind of like the music industry, basically, what a lot of people trying to do with that.
Yeah, and then they try to get, like, they would own shit that the other people would do. Even the one dude, they engineer on Parks, he do, like, he actual engineer in the music industry. Like, he worked on big artists and shit and engineer music. They even wanted this, like, well, if you do this or do that with music, they wanted a cut of that too.
Mm.
Like, it was a whole, I'm like, well, shit. And then, like, they tried to put ads and stuff onto their podcast and stuff and shit like that. And his thing was like, his thing he really cared about was like, his flow, he didn't like being interrupted. He liked to keep going. So they, even though they had his back catalog, they was going to insert ads and certain shit, even in his back catalog. And he was like, well, that's one of the things why my audience fuck with me is because I don't chop it up and do a little dumb shit like that. Hmm. But y'all want to put that in my back catalog and then put it in my stuff going forward. Y'all want me to say names as this and that and that. But y'all don't want to give me the percentage that I deserve that was negotiated in there, like. But at the end of the day, like, even when it was time for him to renegotiate, like, I understand, like, Spotify, they did what they needed to do. They got, he outperformed the fuck out of his contract, And you would think, you know, they would try to renegotiate or some reasonable shit when it's time to go forward. But Spotify being Spotify, they actually got a licensing deal with Joe Rogan that started this week. And that's like, Joe Rogan got 2,000 fucking podcasts.
And he's like the number one podcaster ever or something.
Period, yeah. So it's like, they basically use him as a guinea pig until they can get what they wanted to get.
So you didn't watch the Moesha and Monica battle?
No, I really didn't.
That was kind of a nice battle. I didn't
watch it. You went back and watched it, or you watched it?
No, I watched maybe about an hour of it. No, not even a whole hour. Probably like 45 minutes. Because I think that's the day I went to the bar. But I went to pick up the food from the bar. And I was listening to it a little bit then. It was a little lit. I didn't watch the whole thing, though.
One thing I heard was Brandy was throwing a lot of shade.
I didn't get that.
But, like, she would say, like, I heard some of the shit. She was like, you know, when I used to work with Babyface. I worked with Babyface when I was 14. Or Tevin Campbell helped me write this song.
How is that throwing shade? If it's the truth, it's the fucking truth.
It is, but
she was throwing credentials. She wasn't throwing shade.
That was still shade, though. It was like, you had, like, she was saying, like, you know, how she came out before and how she worked with or who liked to hear her sing.
Side note, speaking of Brandy, I heard... And this is... No, I didn't even hear it. It came out of the mouth of... So, Immature, right? Boom. The one with the eye patch, which is the one I always liked. I don't know his name. Romeo.
I don't know.
Romeo, yes. The one with the eye patch. They said Brandy, the one that fucking fucked up his eye. They said that he was on Nick Cannon's morning show or something, or whatever he got, and he said, is it true that Brandy the one that messed up your eye? And he said, yeah. He was like, they was on tour together and Brandy was arguing with another member of Immature, and she was arguing, she ended up tossing his book back, and I guess a part of the book scraped his eyeball. Yeah. And if something, one of the front of his eye fell out or some shit. So, they said it scraped his retina or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, that's why you have to wear the eye patch. But, like, I guess it ended up getting better, but he just started wearing the eye patches because it was, like, a thing after that. So, that was, like, a fun fact I learned about her.
Well, we all knew she was crazy.
I didn't know she was crazy. Oh, you know what? I don't want to say I didn't know she was crazy. I knew she was a little weird. Because I know she was, when she was doing Moesha, she was going to leave the show if they didn't give Ray J a part. Like a full part.
For it, yeah. That wasn't crazy. I mean, she was looking out.
I mean, I guess. But it's like, Ray J? I mean, I guess Ray J. Ray J is okay.
No, Ray J is fucking Ray J. Like, honestly... We always used to think Ray J was corny until he came out with the show For the Love of Ray J.
I thought he was corny then. I still think he corny.
I thought he was corny on that, but until you see the type of moves and stuff he did on that show.
I don't care.
And then how he just changed that, like his music blew up and then his marketing and
blew up.
Around that
Ray time, J had one song.
Around that time.
And For the Love of Ray J came out like years after.
Not years after, no.
For the Love of Ray J came out years after One Wish. One Wish was the only song he had that blew up, besides the other song with Lil' Kim. That was the first one. But for around the that time you know, listen. Did. You know how I know? For the Love of Ray J, he had the song called Sexy Ladies. That song was whack as hell.
It was, but motherfuckers was playing that shit, though.
Who was playing that? You?
Like, no.
Who the fuck was playing that? Because the only time I ever heard that song. No, it wasn't. That song was the theme song for the show.
I don't remember what.
One Wish was the only good song he... Well, not the only good song he had, but that's the only song that he had that blew up. Ray J is still corny to me. But I feel like he figured out how to... He's smart. He marketed himself. One, because Kim Kardashian still got to pay him. Like, she literally pays him $15,000.
He was just smart because...
No, I know.
Because, what's the name? Chris is smart. She was like, well, if this is going to happen, we're going to make some money out of this. But Ray J was like, well, shit, I'm in that too. So, I'm going to get my percentage off of that.
That's not what happened. I think they planned it all together. I think him and her planned it together and put it out themselves.
Could have been.
And they knew that's what happened. But she still got to pay him. Even though she came out bigger than him, she has to pay him. What? You don't think Kim Kardashian came out bigger than him?
Yeah, I mean, look, think about it. She's more recognizable.
And more rich.
She's more, honestly, with his tech.
Yeah, now, Kim Kardashian been rich. Kim Kardashian been rich ever since.
She was Paris Hilton's assistant. What you mean she
okay, been? But she's been rich. Yeah, Ray J's been rich too. But she profited more off that sex tape than him. Like, that's undeniable.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, I'm talking about, like, right now to this day.
Well, yeah, now she... Because she's... Okay, Kim Kardashian. Yeah, we're old news. But Ray J, yeah, he has his tech... He actually used his money. Like, not saying she didn't use her money, because she has her makeup line and stuff like that. But his stuff is more relevant now. But that's... You trying to say Kim Kardashian didn't come out on top here?
I didn't say she didn't come out on top. It's just like, you can't.
Anyway, how do we get here? What was we talking about? Oh, Moesha's ass. The Brandy and Monica. Yeah. I thought it was nice. They trying to say Ashanti and Keisha Cole is next. Who do you think gonna win that one? Ashanti.
I don't know, though. Keisha Cole got something.
I'm going with Ashanti.
Honestly... If they was just going on...
That's a good one, though. But I think I may have to go with Ashanti.
Yeah, I want to see what Ashanti going to wear.
Depending. Hey, did you see him and Ashanti and Joyner Lucas? Is that together?
That's a song. They got a song together.
Bro, they was slobbing down in that video.
That's a song together. I mean.
They fucking... Allegedly. Allegedly.
I'm mad. I want to listen to I want to listen to his CD. I want to listen to Big Sean's CD.
Yeah, I like him.
But it's just like my fucking... I can't hear, so I can't enjoy music like I want to.
Joyner Lucas is awesome. I think he's going to be my new favorite.
He ain't no Big Sean. Like, that Big Sean going to be dope.
Joyner, I think Joyner Lucas can take him.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm being serious. Anyways,
so what?
The lady. Okay, so next topic. The lady, the professor who came out to be. We got another. What was her name?
I don't even remember.
Look that up real quick. That's why I tell the story. So.
What do you want me to look up?
The professor's name. It was a white lady.
The one white lady or the one lady that did the beginning?
Not Rachel Dolezal, I know.
Okay, that one. That's who I heard.
It was a white lady who taught African American studies at a college. She's a professor, and I guess she's been claiming to be black this entire time. And even looking at the picture of her, I didn't get black from it. I got like some sort of Latina.
I thought she could have been like, she might have been like mixed or something like that.
I got like Latina, maybe Latina and black, like Evelyn Lozada, maybe something like that. But yeah, she's white. Yeah, she said she grew up Jewish.
She's a professor. She called African and Latino American studies.
Mm. So what is up with that? Like, this happens all the time. And even, you know, people trying to say that about Beyonce
at George Washington University. No, not people trying to say that. It's that one weird ass like governor or congressman from Florida.
Yeah, people. Somebody we don't know or care about. But anyway, this lady has basically been posing as black.
It was George Washington.
And they, even the video I watched, they say she even went as far as to say the N-word in class sometimes. So, what do you think that's about? Like, to me, it's crazy that...
Honestly, I think she probably... I mean, I can't speak for it, but I think she would have probably... She probably did it to get more of a, like legitimacy, like, to feel like if she says she's Black or Latino, teaching in Black or Latino class, that gives her more reputability. Or did I say that word right? I've been drinking a little beer.
So what,
so it basically make her more reputable, I guess, as a source. Like,
but what do you think was up with Rachel? Like, what's, why couldn't you, because she was even as far as being like the president of an NAACP chapter. Like, so it's like,
honestly,
do you have to be Black to do that? Why couldn't you just be your white ass self and just be an ally?
Honestly, at this point, I'm thinking, like, I don't even think it's their fault. I think it's our fault for falling for that shit so many times.
Rachel Dolezal looks Black. I, like, from what I saw, I didn't think she was Black. I thought she was mixed.
For me, when I seen it, the first time I seen a picture of her, I'm like, who did that white lady's micros like that?
You did not think that. Yeah. I seen a picture of her, I thought she was mixed or just... So either she had one of her parents was mixed and one of them was Black, or she just had a white parent and Black.
And then we threw it off. I think Dolezal, I think she might have had like one or two her Black kids. Black. Was adopted.
Yeah, her no. Her husband's Black.
Oh.
But where do you, like, it sucks because it kind of goes back for me to the whole Kardashian thing. Like, they want the big ass, they want the tan, they want the hair, they wear the wigs, like, they do everything that's from Black culture, but they got the Black kids, they got the Black niggas. Like,
hey bro, look, the same thing that always happened, like, even when it was a Dave Chappelle line, I think Paul Mooney said it, everybody want to be a nigga until it's time to be a nigga.
Yeah,
like, basically, yeah. Like, so yeah, they want to look at,
and it baffles me because people like Kim Kardashian and him is like, they vote for Trump, they're Trump supporters.
But this is the one thing that people don't agree with it. But the one thing is, a lot of Republicans vote for their interests, so they look past the bullshit and vote for what benefits tax, them,
like, yeah,
what benefits them the most. And with those tax breaks and the less taxes that that certain percentage make, some motherfuckers think it's worth it.
But here's the thing.
But then it's a lot of people that make that, like, it's a lot of people that's rich motherfuckers on that side, they'd be like, yeah. They're like, yeah, we make that amount of money. And it's like, yeah, we can benefit way more from the tax breaks and shit like that. But it's like, morally, they just don't feel right doing
Beyonce.
That shit.
Because Beyonce is like a fucking trillionaire out here.
Not really, but...
Shut up. You know what I mean. But, I don't know. That just really sucks to me. Especially because they're so involved in the Black community. Like, we can't even get you to be a model citizen to get somebody is fucked up like that out of office.
Not even model, just morally, like...
Moral, okay. You can't even be moral enough... To,
because you're gonna lie your pockets.
If you want to be ally with us so bad, like.
But look though, I mean, she's doing good though. She, I mean, you're doing good with money in your pockets. But then again, you also using your celebrity to help get.
Well, yeah. I'm talking about the other hubs.
So it's basically, it's like you kind of like, okay, yeah, I'm worried about.
I'm talking about the other ones,
but I can also,
because I know, like, they are Trump supporters. I'm talking about the other ones. Kim trying to get C. Murda out of jail. Hey. Who said it? Was that Boosie? He was like, hey, if she gets C. Murda out of jail, he's like, I'm gonna have to, y'all gonna have to leave her alone.
That's the one thing I learned. I mean, I don't know, this probably ain't got shit to do with nothing. That's the one thing I learned about the people talk bad about motherfuckers in Louisiana. But the one thing I done seen is, like, the rappers and shit that made it, that make money, they kind of all really loyal towards each other, and they all love each other.
I've noticed that. Because, like, a lot of rappers, like, what was it, one, Young Dolph, he keep getting shot at.
He's from Memphis, though.
They keep trying to say it's by other rappers in their city or some shit like
that.
Yeah,
that's Memphis. And Memphis, from what I hear, like, him, like, yeah, they not. They, a lot of those Memphis rappers is, like, because even the one motherfucker, Black Youngster, like, he from that same spot. And it's, like, it's crazy that a lot of y'all, like, him, Yo Gotti, Young Dolph, it's, like, they not. Like, they actually is real big, but it's like, y'all, if y'all would kind of unify, like, y'all could make, y'all could be a bigger deal than what y'all is individually. But that, I mean, I don't know why we always tiffed off in a team.
What the fuck was we even talking about?
I don't even know what the fuck we was talking about before. Oh, Kim Kardashian and shit.
Yeah. Oh, white. That's what we were talking about. Rachel Dolezal, Doze of whatever.
First of all, her first last name was Dolezal. How the fuck you think she was a nigga for real? Anyway,
I thought that was her husband's last name.
It don't matter, bro.
Yes, it does.
It don't matter, man.
I don't know. I just, that's a good point. That's what we gonna name this podcast. Everybody wanna be a nigga till it's time to be a nigga. That's what we gonna name it. Anyways, you want to talk about anything else before we?
No, you want to, I mean, we got to do another one. You want to save like the more little political bullshit for the next one?
Possibly. We'll see.
How do you want to get into a little bit of it now or what?
No, not right now. Because I think we'll save that. We'll do a political one.
I mean, I don't want to be all in. I don't want to break it down.
I do want to say this, though. These niggas that murdered Breonna Taylor is still out here.
That's crazy.
And walking around.
Didn't they just pass a law like the Breonna Taylor?
They passed, but it was like, that's some, to me, I feel like that's some fake ass shit.
But I'm saying, like, how you gonna pass a law to prevent, like, to knock the no knock warrants?
But not arrest the people who
but
did.
But not arrest the motherfuckers that actually did it and killed
them. They probably gonna be like, well, that was before the law was passed.
Like, but. That was the reason the law was passed.
That was before the law was passed, so they're okay. No Filter, the podcast, thepodcast@gmail.com. No Filter Pod on Instagram. If y'all go in there, I got my Breonna Taylor mask. Honestly, it's a couple of, I don't know if I said this before, but I know a lot of these stories happen where, you know, the police murder people or people are never, like, they never get the justice that they need or they're supposed to get served. But a couple of these stories always, like, make me feel like, oh, like,
make you feel a certain type of way because it's so close.
I feel like looking at Breonna Taylor, I feel like looking at her.
Anybody could be in that.
Like, that could have been like one of my friends.
Yeah, you could have been in that situation.
Even just her, the job she had. Even just her being at home with her boyfriend, like just chilling. And
not even chilling, nigga, sleep.
Sleep. But another one of the stories that got me, you already know what I'm about to say. Kalief Browder. Like that one fucks with me still to this day. Like that one still like fucks with me. But I just want justice for her. Like, and it's not even on no, like, cause I know everybody like is really saying this and they really mean it. It's like, it's not even on no trend and shit. I really just want justice for her. Cause it's like, it's really fucked up.
Like the thing
she
that
was
I,
asleep.
The thing that I hate.
And then I just read something. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I just read something that said that one of them cops should have had a body cam, but no body cam footage was. No, they shouldn't have had a body cam. They wasn't even on duty when they did that, right?
The one thing is, though, even with a lot of those cases like that, I remember it was a recent one. It was in like, it was in California. I believe it was like North Hollywood or one of those areas or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Where somebody called the police on somebody that had a gun or some shit like that. that was walking down the street with a gun. So the police rolled up. Of course, it was a black dude. Of course, he wasn't the one with the gun, but he was the black guy walking down the street. So, of course, they pulled him over and shot him. And as they were investigating, or they could have called, nobody called, you know, for medical attention, which possibly could have saved them. Mm-hmm. But you hear them saying, you know, hey, turn your body cam off, turn your body cam off, turn your cam off.
It's so many videos
and
like
at that time, the one thought he turned it off and didn't turn it off. So they recorded everything they were saying, basically saying, like, you know, turn your body cam off so they won't know what went down. Basically saying, like, turn your stuff off, make sure it's off. And then they was basically bullshitting, like.
It's fucked up.
Bullshitting and kikiing when they could have at least had called somebody to help this motherfucker. And he wasn't even the person that was called. Like, he wasn't even the person that was a threat.
And it's so sad because, like, so many of these, and just the ones we know of, so many of these stories and came out.
Yeah, like, it's one that they're dealing with up in the Cleveland area right now, where the, it was an off-duty police officer, well, plainclothes police officer, he was in his car.
Mm-hmm.
He was in his car, and it was a, basically, they were either chasing somebody or somebody fit the description of a guy.
That's always the case.
Some shit like that or whatever. This guy's literally driving in his car, driving down the street. So, from the looks of the camera, it looked like he was moving out the way. Going out, it looked like the police were coming this way. He was moving out the way. But then, the guy without the police officer in his car with plain clothes drove by him and shot him. Just shot him. It's on camera. It shot him.
Is he dead?
Yeah. And like they, and he said, well, it was like he turned around and they was like in a, basically, even though he was driving, they said they was in like confrontation, like he was arguing and he pulled something out and he thought he got a gun. Come to find out, they did the autopsy report. He got shot on the right side of his head, meaning he wasn't even looking towards that direction.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
And they still trying to, like, that motherfucker's still out here. Like,
free. And that's how it always is.
You're like, so how was he even supposed to know you was a cop? You, somebody pulling up to the side of you in a random car that's not a cop car. Yeah, you, what the fuck are you doing? You trying to keep it moving. And then you looking straight and you end up getting shot on the side of your head, not even knowing you got shot. Because, like, everything was conflicting. Like, the police report or whatever report he said, well, when he was turned my direction, they were arguing and he pulled out something and I thought he had a gun. Come to find out, that wasn't even the case. He wasn't even looking at you.
Lord. Anyways, go check out our Instagram, No Filter Pod, on Instagram, No Filter POD. I just want justice for Breonna Taylor. All these other people too. It's so many. Even
different.
New videos surfacing today that I just saw. So it's so many, but anything else you want to say before we end it here?
No.
Alright, guys. Well, we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Okay, so we reached the end of the show. Please, all feedback is welcome. And if you want to know how you can give us feedback, you can go to nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. And that's nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. You can also visit the Instagram page at nofilterpod on Instagram. Also, you can listen on Anchor. Once this podcast is over, you can hear how to get Anchor. And you can also make your own podcast too if you want to. This is Brittany, and this is the No Filter Podcast. As always, thanks so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye.